Okay, so it's 9:25 here, or 25 after the hour, and that is our unusual start time for this Sunday morning or evening sit. So let's go ahead and begin with the sit. So finding a posture that's upright, also relaxed, settling into your seat. If you're comfortable doing so, you can close your eyes. Just let the eyes gently be soft. And as we bring the attention inward to our inner experience of the body first, we may detect the sense of sitting. We're sitting in perhaps an upright posture, or perhaps you're lying down, that's fine too. So just feeling the overall posture of the body. Maybe feeling the places where your body is touching what it's resting on. So your seat against the cushion, your feet against the floor. Just feeling those contact points and finding some balance so that the body is sitting with relatively little effort. If you're sitting upright, you can even rock back and forth a little bit or forward and back a little bit, just to find a balanced posture. Just softening so that you're not bracing against that contact point, letting it support you. Paying a little bit of attention to the posture right when we sit down is a way of supporting not only the body, but also the mind in meditation. We're more stable and relaxed in the body. That can be true in the mind too. So then it can also help to soften a bit as we settle in. So softening the muscles of the face, softening the eyes. That tends to get a little tight when we're looking at a screen. Softening the shoulders. Letting them drop down a bit. Maybe imagining the shoulder blades sliding down the back. Bringing some ease to the area of the chest. The arms, the hands. Softening the belly area. Also the muscles of the low back. Just allowing that whole torso area to be supported by the straightness of the spine, letting everything else hang off of that. And then down through the legs, letting the knees and the ankles and the feet be soft, open. And allowing the attention to tune in to the natural sensations of breathing. However you're breathing now is fine. Just noticing how that is. Maybe on the out-breath, inviting a bit more softening, a bit more ease, letting the natural release of the out-breath carry away any additional tension that's willing to release. But if any tension seems to be remaining in the body, that's fine. However the body is right now is fine. We just include that. We may have various things happening in our mind and heart also. There may be emotions present or memories of something that happened just recently in the day. We may have various thoughts in the mind, plans. These are okay. Mindfulness is meant to be inclusive. So we don't need anything to go away right away. But mindfulness is also not entangled with experience. So we have some sense that these things are allowed to be there, to come and go. But we're not involved deeply in them during meditation. There's a part of the mind that is independent of the comings and goings of sensation and thought. And seeing if you can connect with that part of the mind that is present but not entangled. if we find that we have become caught up in something in the body or mind, when we notice that, we're already present again. So we're just gently connecting in again with the part of the mind that is present but not entangled, allowing experience to flow on in awareness. We may begin to notice certain qualities of mind that get in the way of being present but independent of experience. If we want something to be there, or if we don't want something to be there, both of these are entanglements, actually. So there's a certain attitude toward experience that is the most easeful. Sometimes it's called receptive. Sometimes even kind. But a certain stance or attitude toward what is arising and passing, it helps the mind to be present but not entangled. Sometimes just a small adjustment is helpful. And when the mind does get caught, it's helpful to smile. Smile at the tendency to get entangled. as we continue to abide with presence and non-entanglement, we may begin to get a sense that mindfulness itself is something of a balancer in the mind. Simply being mindful of how the mind is, how the body is, there can be adjustments. A simple knowing of what needs to be adjusted slightly in order to stay present. Not really something we need to do, but just a sense of how to stay balanced. The way we can stay balanced on a bicycle without consciously thinking about it once we have some familiarity with riding. And in the last few minutes of this meditation, we may open up a bit, perhaps reflect. Is this kind of gentle presence without entanglement, could this be useful in our daily life interactions also? We may notice that being unentangled is actually creating the space for us to be more responsive, be more caring. In that space, love and compassion could come in more easily than if we were wrapped up in what was going on. Sometimes we hear the message that caring or showing concern must involve entanglement and anxiety and worry to show that we care. But maybe through our meditation, we can discover a dimension of caring that comes from this strength of heart, of unentangled knowing. So it may be that what we've been practicing is directly serving the other people in our lives, maybe even beyond to people that we don't know. So we hope that our gentle, receptive presence, we wish that that brings some ease and peace to those around us and invites stronger presence of love and compassion in our lives here and beyond. May it be so.